One day about 10 years ago, Terry Holtz and his wife Dina came across a photo of a cuddly creature with a slender neck and long eyelashes.
She happened to see a picture of one on the internet and she says, "Oh, they're the most adorable animals." What is it? You mean like a llama? No, they're called alpacas. There's a difference.
Holtz says initially he was skeptical. Yeah, they're cute, but are they just fancy pets?
What's the bottom line here? Are they making money? Is there really a need for those animals? The answer was absolutely.
They decided to buy a few alpacas. The couple's 10-acre ranch is just south of the Colorado-Wyoming border, near the town of Wellington. At the height of the bubble, some were fetching hundreds of thousands of dollars at auction. The couple started breeding them and selling the offspring.
Wow, all I have to do is sell 7 of them, and I'm making more than I am at my regular job, and I only sold 7 alpacas, and it wasn't that hard to do.
The Holtzes weren't the only ones. Alpacas have proliferated across the country. Back in the 1980s, you'd really only find them in zoos. Now there's close to 150,000 in the U.S. Their only marketable product is wool, but the high hopes for a U.S. alpaca garment industry never materialized.
Okay, the sales slowed down. The cost of hay doubled.
The value of their herd plummeted. That's why after a decade in the alpaca breeding business, they're selling out, liquidating the herd. Their Craigslist post calls it a super deal. 30 alpacas for $3,000. That's just $100 a head.
Come on, girls!
When alpacas fail to produce enough fiber to cover the cost of their hay, they sometimes wear out their welcome. And some end up here, Linda Hayes' llama and alpaca rescue outside Carbondale, Colorado.
Most of my time, rather than dealing with the animals themselves, is dealing with the phone calls and the emails, trying to put potential owners with people that want to get rid of them.
After the bubble burst, people began looking for a way out. Alpaca rescues have popped up across the country. Hayes says she gets calls every week.
I've had a few that were crying. I mean, it's sad. One lady just didn't have the money. She was being evicted.
Hayes says the alpacas were often pitched to older folks, people looking to retire to a more bucolic lifestyle.
Wake up to the wonderful world of alpacas.
Even late-night TV commercials touted the animal's ability to pad a retiree's income.
We've been raising alpacas for 9 years now. I retired 2 years ago because of the alpacas, and it's just been a wonderful lifestyle.
It was absolutely a house of cards.
Rich Sexton is an agricultural economist at the University of California, Davis.
There was never the slightest chance that it could survive and prosper.
Unless alpaca sweaters are the next hot Christmas item, there's little demand for the wool. Plus, Peru already has a huge alpaca fiber industry, where it's produced much cheaper than it is here. Sexton says America has a long history of agricultural bubbles. It was emus in the 80s and chinchillas in the 1950s.
Most likely there's another one coming down the pike if people don't have their eyes and ears open.
Some small remnants of the bubble still exist. Prize-winning alpacas can still sell for a couple $1,000s. But it's not like it was in the heyday.
These are all the females.
Alpaca rancher Terry Holtz says he still wants to work with the wool, even after he sells the herd. He bought equipment to felt alpaca fiber for hats and sweaters.
Looking back like 10 years, if you had known what you know now, would you still have bought them?
Honestly, probably not.
And Holtz says his biggest lesson in this whole thing? Take a step back before you decide to follow the herd. Luke Runyon, Harvest Public Media.